Hi, my name is Clint Savage. I'm a Fedora ambassador, and I'm going to show you tonight a application called Twinkle. Twinkle is started by clicking Applications, Internet, and choosing Twinkle. Twinkle is a KDE app for voiceover IP. So you got to click OK here to create your profile, and you can either choose a wizard or a profile editor. I'm lazy, I don't really like wizards, so here I go. Enter my name, Herlo, click OK. And put in my name here, again, Clint Savage this time. My username from Fedora accounts, which is Herlo. And the domain, talk.fedoraproject.org. And then I'm going to go ahead and click on the SIP server here just in a moment after I type in Fedora Project. And I'm going to choose the registrar to be talk.fedoraproject.org as well. And now I'm pretty much ready to go. I can click through some of these options like voicemail, instant messaging, some of the other interesting things that you might want to tinker with, like ringtones or whatnot. But I'm pretty much set here, so I'm going to go ahead and click OK. Now I need to set up my settings, so maybe I have to set up audio or video or whatever. And so if I'm interested in that, I'm going to set my default profile. And I think I'm pretty much set. There's my hardware. If I want to change my ringtone, I can do that. Click OK. Here I'm going to register with the Fedora Project Talk server, put in my username again and my password from the VoIP server on FAS. If you don't have a FAS account, you need to set one up. Go to the admin.fedoraproject.org/accounts and click the VoIP button and enable that. It's pretty straightforward there. Once you get your password set up, you can click OK and it'll register. And you can see there that I've registered and it expires in about 10 minutes. Now here what I'm going to do is I'm just going to dial my friend John. So I'm going to dial in, type in his number, 510-2788. And I'm going to click dial. And you can see there's ringing down there. And I've got my microphone set up, so that looks good. And John should be answering shortly. Hey John, there he goes, he answered. So hey John, how's it going? I'm doing my Fedora Talk demo. I'm going to do some things like put you on hold and mute and that sort of stuff. Now, those of you on the other end of the line probably can't hear the conversation between John and I. I'd like to be able to record that, but currently I can't do that. So we can actually click the DTMF button there. It's actually like a keypad. And so we can actually see like different numbers, and you can send those numbers through. It's kind of like typing in buttons and whatnot. It'll send that off to, like if you're pushing push buttons. We can also put John on mute. So clicking this, John can't hear me now. And so he knows that. He can talk to me, but he can't hear me. So taking off mute, and I can put him on hold as well. Now, John was having some problems with his computer. He was a little mad because it was mad at him. So he's fixing that. And so I was chatting with him here for a minute. And I put him on hold. So John's now on hold. He's getting hold music if I had that playing. I'm not sure if it's there. And now he's off hold. Pretty straightforward. So I'm going to say goodbye to John here in a second. And so John, have a good day, and I hope your computer works out there. So I'm going to click bye. And I've just hung up on John. And so now at the bottom here, you can see that it says call released. Now I can also do some address book stuff. And I've got John already in my address book, but I also have a friend named David Nally. He's also another Fedora ambassador that I can add. So I'm going to click on the add button here, and I'm going to type his name in. David in the first name, Nally in the last name. Put in his phone number, 510-0435. And I like to put in, again, their IRC nick. So his is KE4QQQ. And I'm going to click OK. So now they're all good to go. Click OK here. And if I want to call someone now, I can click call. And from that, I can actually choose the little buddy icon over there and choose John again, because I don't know if David's available or not. So I'm going to go ahead and click on John. And this time I'm going to say, dude, I'm calling you again, and give him a little subject. You can see that there in the subject line at the bottom. Hey, John, you just answered again. Cool. Nice to see you. Computer solved yet? No. So you have a file system check error, huh? Cool. Well, so that's pretty much the end of that. And So I hope you enjoy the presentation on Twinkle, and I hope you have a good day. I'm going to hang up here on John here in just a moment. Talk to you later, buddy. Okay, bye.